Always with great information on thehealthylife.net news at 7. Ellen Moyer has returned tips for sustainable living for, well, a lot of tips that we sometimes overlook in our daily lives. Ellen Moyer, welcome back to thehealthylife.net news at 7.
Thanks, Jay. Thanks for having me again. You know, we tend to dwell on all the bad news we hear. You know, many wonder if humans can successfully address problems such as climate change and get ourselves onto a sustainable path, one that leaves the world as good or better than we found it. Well, today I'd like to give a pep talk about all that we humans have going for us and why I think that we do have what it takes to create a sustainable world. So please consider the following 12 major assets. First, we have an amazing track record of thousands or millions or billions of years of evolutionary success, depending on how you define we. And beyond physical survival, consider the astonishing human achievements in language, mathematics, science, engineering, art, music, philosophy, and more. Secondly, we're hardwired to strive and to care. All that evolutionary success leaves us with a built-in urge to survive and to help our children survive. Since teamwork provides humans with an evolutionary advantage, the tendency to cooperate passes down from generation to generation. We also have a deep affiliation with nature that is rooted in biology. Thus, despite our potential for greed, we have a deeply innate propensity, refined over eons, to care for each other and for the natural world. Anthropology shows that many people in other times and places live cooperatively, so we can too. Third, we have a miraculous toolbox full of technologies that are able to solve many, if not most, of our problems, and we've already begun using them. All we need to do is apply them more, and they will also naturally develop further with time. Consider these examples. Energy technologies such as solar, fuel cells, conservation, and efficiency to replace combustion-based energy technologies. Organic agriculture to replace industrial agriculture. Preventive and alternative medicine to supplement conventional medicine, improve human health, and reduce healthcare costs. Contraceptive options to empower women and slow or stop population growth. Satellite imagery to track natural resources so we can protect them better. Science and education to increase our knowledge and understanding. And institutions such as the United Nations to promote cooperation, peace, equality, and human and environmental health. Next, we have larger lives than ever before, with more opportunities to live, learn, and experience than ever before. Average life expectancy in the United States has doubled since the 1700s, thanks largely to water and wastewater engineering and medicine. Consider that Abraham Lincoln's son may have died at age 11 from drinking contaminated water at the White House. Our geographical reach is much larger, too, whereas in the recent past, travel often did not extend far beyond a village. Career opportunities have vastly expanded for many, whereas until recently, families may have been trapped in the same jobs for generations. Next, we have democracy, and with it, the authority to make changes. The U.S. Declaration of Independence guarantees us equality, the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and the right to alter or abolish any form of government and to institute new government. The world becomes increasingly democratic and empowered to create change. Thanks to televisions, radios, telephones, and the internet, people can communicate instantly with people all over the world and access information in 2 seconds that until recently required a trip to the library or more. From my kitchen, I can see on a TV or a computer solar-powered floating schools bringing education to children in remote areas of Bangladesh. We're suddenly interconnected as never before via our new global brain that's expanding our power and capabilities by leaps and bounds. One Google search uses the computing power of the entire Apollo space mission. We enjoy intellectual freedom and the potential to hear and read ideas from all over the world. Next, people are demanding change and already creating a sustainable world. Most Americans are dissatisfied with the way things are going in our country, and at least a third of Americans, quote, worry a great deal, unquote, about drinking water pollution, surface water pollution, air pollution, species extinction, loss of tropical rainforests, and climate change. People are choosing organic and pushing for labeling of genetically modified foods. People are pushing to get rid of corporate personhood and unlimited and anonymous campaign financing. Cities and states are pledging to convert to 100% clean energy. Positive developments are just too numerous to mention. Next, crisis provides opportunity. Crisis motivates change and risk-taking, as when a person revises his or her entire life after surviving a life-threatening illness. Major upheavals such as the civil rights movement, the women's movement, and the environmental movement are preceded by colossal injustices. Our current challenges bring with them compelling invitations to change the game. Tenth, we have vision and experience creating change. Elders alive today created change around the 1960s and 70s. From their experience in the civil rights movement, the women's movement, and the environmental movement, they know what works and what doesn't work. Elders can teach youngers how to successfully create change and impart to them an intergenerational outlook that is fundamental to sustainability. A large population of experienced elders with available time and resources stands ready and eager to help. Next, we live in an abundant universe. More energy than we could ever use is there for the taking from the sun and the earth. Nature provides more plants, animals, and other natural resources than we need. Nature restores habitats and brings species back from the brink of extinction when we stop our damaging activities. Human potential exceeds our imaginations. And last, opportunities for easy change abound, even in our everyday actions. For example, simply choosing whole organic food propagates positive changes throughout us and our world. So a major tip for creating a sustainable world is simply to remember and be grateful for everything we have going for us. We have every reason to feel confident that we can successfully create a sustainable world. And feeling confident will help us succeed more easily and enjoyably.
All right, some great tips from Ellen Moyer today on the HealthyLife.net News at 7. Our listeners can always visit your website to find out more and listen to some of these past broadcasts, correct?
Yeah, I'm posting all these segments on my website, so I invite people to check it out. The website is ellenmoyerphd.com. That's spelled ellenmoyerphd.com.
All right, and of course, Ellen Moyer here on the HealthyLife.net News at 7. Keep listening and find out more tips for sustainable living from Ellen and the HealthyLife.net News at 7.